If the world doesn't end, a lot of people think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. There's a deadly pandemic. There are literal riots in the streets. There are statues of some of my favorite historical figures being torn down and vandalized. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things that I'm not even thinking of that are causing people to have a lot of concern. Now, I stumbled upon a website the other day, which at first made me laugh. And then immediately I thought, huh, it's actually a pretty good idea. So, and then lo and behold, this is a website that somehow my friend, the crypto cowboy, Drew Taylor is involved in. It's called Armagetaways. Find yourself in unprecedented times? Well, if Armageddon is just around the corner, you need to plan for the best and prepare for the worst. Armagetaways. Arma, preparing for the worst. Getaways, expecting the best. I thought this was such a creative idea, and the guy behind it, I know pretty well, and he's a pretty creative guy in his own right. That's the crypto cowboy, Drew Taylor, the host of the Wild West Cryptocurrency Show. Drew, thanks for staying up late for me.
Hey, you know what, Frank? I tell you what, it is great to be with you again, my friend. I mean, these have been crazy times, but I have to tell you, I'm in Texas right now, so I was kind of in that tweener stage. Do I go ahead and go from the bourbon to the coffee? Or I'm fixing to have to milk cows, you know?
You know, it's funny. A show that I really liked that was on Netflix was House of Cards. Did you ever watch House of Cards, Drew?
I saw it a couple of times, Frank.
So there's one. I think it's a series worth watching, especially the first two or three seasons. But there's this one scene where one character says to another, "Coffee or whiskey at 4 a.m. You could go either way." And boy, does that line resonate with me whenever I think about it at this time of the morning. Drew, I want to ask you about Armagetaways because this is pretty interesting, and I'm a little annoyed with you that you hadn't told me about this previously because it is so interesting, and I want to pick your brain on that. But before I do, you're the crypto cowboy. You're one of the go-to experts on cryptocurrency. Educate us. Help the listeners who may not be familiar with you or the Wild West Cryptocurrency Show. What exactly is cryptocurrency? How did you get involved in cryptocurrency? And where do you see cryptocurrency going in the future?
Yeah, you bet. I tell you what, I'm a early adopter of technologies. Had my first website in 1994. There were less than a million websites in the world. And in 2013, my sons and I had a chain of juice bars, and I had a guy walk in, ask me if I wanted to buy an ATM machine for Bitcoin. Now, I'd never even heard of Bitcoin. So anyway, this, you know, young, aggressive, excited young man said, "Yeah, you know, you ought to do this, buy an ATM machine for Bitcoin." And I said, his name's Alex. And I said, "Alex, what's the return on investment on that thing going to be?" And he said, "It's just going to be awesome." And so that kind of piqued my interest. Somebody who was so excited about this, I started researching it. And really, Bitcoin was created in 2008, and it is a digital currency. And so that people kind of understand, we're used to the bank and what we call fiat currency, which is paper money. And every country has their own sovereign, every sovereign nation has their own paper money. And Bitcoin is digital money, but it's almost like a gold or silver because there's a finite amount of it. With fiat currency, the governments can print as much as they want. And we've seen that go on over the last 6 to 8 months. But with cryptocurrencies, they're typically a finite amount, which is like gold, creates a great store of value for that. And frankly, it is, pardon the pun, it is the future of money, in my opinion. So when I started researching this, and in the early days of it, there was a movie called Silk Road, and everybody thought it was just some kind of nefarious currency that would float around on the dark web. And what they have found, it's built on a technology called blockchain. And blockchain is actually an immutable distributed ledger of transactions. So every transaction that is done with Bitcoin, there's now over 7,000 different cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin's the grand poobah. And every transaction is in this open to the public, immutable ledger. So you can see every transfer of money. And Frank, where this kind of becomes important, and it's caught a lot of resistance, especially from the U.S. and other countries that don't really want you to see where the money's going. So like if somebody happened to put, you know, several hundred million or billion dollars on a plane and fly them to Iran in the middle of the night, sure, that would be fiat currency and you can't track it. If you were to send that same money via Bitcoin, you may not know exactly the name of the person on the other end of that, but there's a very specific transaction address that shows where all Bitcoin moves, where it goes, who holds it, and everything else. So it becomes this very transparent monetary system. And, you know, Frank, I'm sure you've read The Creature from Jekyll Island, especially. I call you Frankopedia because there's very few things you don't know.
No, it's more like I can look them up quickly and make it look like I don't know. I know a lot of things. But, yes, I have read it.
Yeah, yeah. And so you know that, you know, our money, our fiat system, especially after Nixon took us off the gold standard, I mean, money is backed by the faith of the U.S. government. And people are starting to really wonder what the faith of the U.S. government is. And for you and I, Frank, and I think that we share a lot of the same opinions and philosophies. I mean, that is a scary thing when you start to really wonder who's running this government. And if they can do anything they want with their monetary system, what is it that happens to us poor plebes that are out there just trying to eke out a living?
So this is such an important point. And if people are tuning in, we're talking with Drew Taylor, the crypto cowboy. He's the host of the Wild West Crypto Show, and he's involved in a whole bunch of things. Serial entrepreneur. So one of the rubs against digital currency and cryptocurrency, it has always been, oh, it's not backed by anything. Why does it have intrinsic value? But as you point out, one, since the 70s, the dollar is not backed by anything except the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And if you look at what's happened the last 7 months, where money is essentially American currency is created out of digital thin air by the Federal Reserve, I mean, you really wonder how much that full faith and credit from the U.S. government is actually worth.
No, that's exactly right. And where would these, you know, cryptocurrencies, and much like, I like to tell people that in the year 1900, there was over 2,000 automobile manufacturers in the U.S. And through consolidation and attrition and a variety of other things, it got down to be kind of the big three or big four. And cryptocurrencies, there's far too many of them out there, and they have individual use cases. And I believe over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, we'll see a lot of consolidation and attrition. However, the U.S. government itself, who's ignored cryptocurrencies for a long time, they're finally starting to create their own. They're working right now with the Treasury and everything else so that the U.S. creates a cryptocurrency. You know, candidly, I believe and hope that what we will end up seeing, people talk about getting on a global monetary system. It's good news, bad news, Frank. I mean, with the dollar, the U.S. dollar being the world's reserve currency, all other monies in the world that are transacted through that dollar. And that's what's given us the power to go in and really write the monetary rules for the world. Well, none of the rest of the world really likes that, because if you and I live in the same neighborhood, but my money is the only money that everybody can use to transact, you're not going to be real favorable with me.
Sure.
And so I believe, and people in this community believe, that we will see a more of a global monetary system coming around that stands to level the playing field. But the other thing that is really happening with this, the phenomenon that we're seeing, is that through cryptocurrencies, a lot of the rest of the world, especially unbanked people, which is 2/3 of the world, you can actually move cryptocurrency via a text message in seconds anywhere in the world. So look what this does to people that are in Peru, or people that are, you know, typically haven't been reached. They're unbanked in Africa and India and other places.
It's a great point, and that's one, I think, the main selling points of cryptocurrency and digital currencies in general. Haven't we seen a lot of shenanigans in the cryptocurrency sphere? Haven't we seen a lot of untoward characters try to bilk people out of money using cryptocurrency or doing unsavory things with cryptocurrency?
Absolutely. And, you know, people are surprised to hear me just so readily admit that, yes, there are nefarious things happening with cryptocurrency, as there are with cash, gold, diamonds, tobacco, oil. Where there is anything of value, there are going to be people looking to take advantage of that. Now, I will tell you, and it's what you really see in the news. Charlie Shrem, who is one of the guys that was involved in this early on and went in and kind of looked the other way when he saw some activities going on through his exchange and said, you know, he paid for it, went to prison for it. But if at any given time, there's not any more fraud or any more nefarious activities with cryptocurrencies per capita than there is any other store of value. And I will tell you, the interesting thing is, as our law enforcement globally kind of catches up to the technology, what they're finding is, since every transaction is traceable, a lot of these thieves, as a matter of fact, it was just noted yesterday, there was a big heist several years ago, and they actually have gone and traced and found out where it is, and the thieves ended up donating the money because they knew that it could never really be spent anywhere.
Oh, that's interesting. Unlike cash, which doesn't exactly have a paper trail, the cryptocurrencies can be tracked. Drew, you want to stick around a few minutes? Can you have some time?
Oh,
I know it's early.
Yeah. All right. No, I'd love to. I mean, I'm up now.
Wonderful. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the economy and a bunch of other things with Drew Taylor. He is the crypto cowboy. When we come back, by the way, if you have questions about cryptocurrency or the economy in general, you can give us a call at 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. If you have questions, when we come back, I want to ask Drew about Arma Getaways. This is the first Armageddon-themed vacation website I've ever seen. I think it's incredible. I want to go on one of these Armageddaways. 1-800-848-9222. Drew Taylor is my guest. You're listening to The Other Side of Midnight on WABC Radio.
The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
Couple of minutes before 4 o'clock, this is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. You're listening to WABC. Talking with the crypto cowboy, Drew Taylor, who apparently is involved in this new venture called Armageddaways, which I just find absolutely fascinating. And if ever there was a business that was going to take off in the year 2020, given all the tumult that we've seen this year, I think this one might be it. Drew, tell me about this. What is Armageddaways? How did the idea for this start? What are you guys doing?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of an early adopter. So I look for trends and try to create solutions for those trends. And with all the things that started going on, you know, with first COVID and then the rioting and everything else, a number of years ago, I had researched, there's a lot of people called preppers, and they tend to be a little bit fringy folks that are looking for the end of the world and all that. And so I'd done a little bit of research on that. And they say that should the biblical prophecy of Armageddon ever happen, then what you want to do is be away from the big cities, and you really you want to be out somewhere that is not only fortified, but you want to be out there with enough of your friends so that if roaming gangs of thugs, which we are now seeing on the streets and they're moving out into the suburbs, if they were to come and try to descend upon you, you can defend against them. And so I was there with one of my business partners talking on the phone about 6 months ago. And I said, you know what? We need to create some refuges. And in the event of a coming Armageddon, and while I was on the phone, I just happened to go to GoDaddy and I searched the name Armageddaways. It came to me. It was an epiphany. And so literally over about the next 2 days, I built the outline for what this thing was going to look like. And literally what it is, and right now we're negotiating on 8 different locations, signed an agreement for our first location, and they're undisclosed. and they're going to maintain whatever their original flair was. Like this first location that we are about to finalize, it's actually got a golf course on it. It's got a river. There's fishing. It's several hundred acres.
So take me through what happens, Drew. Let's say things go to hell in a handbasket in a city like New York. I uh-huh. then will go get whisked away to this secure and undisclosed location and hang out there and ride out the storm. Is that what happens?
Basically, that's it. Think about it, Frank. And you and I've seen this in the news forever. The millionaires and billionaires are buying missile silos and bunkers and houses in faraway lands. But what do us regular guys, you know, somebody who's worth $1 million, makes a couple hundred grand a year, we can't afford to go and plop down $1 million or $2 or $5 million for some bunker somewhere. So I thought, you know, us regular folks need an option. I mean, the millionaires and billionaires are not the only good people on earth. And so what we do is this is a membership, and someone said to me, oh, it's like a timeshare. Well, a timeshare, for one thing, you don't know who else is there. We actually do comprehensive background checks on all members. So we know kind of their mindset. We want like-minded people. And frankly, we want America-loving patriots that you know, want to band together and retain or regain this country. And so bottom line is, let's say that you wanted to join an Armageddon getaway. You can buy a space, and it's as small as an RV slot. You're not renting it. You own it. You own a titled piece of real estate for $50,000. Now, in the event, and you're part of this Arma Getaway network, okay? So now you have your home space. And let's say you do an RV space.
Drew, we're going to have to actually end it there. I want to encourage people to go to the website, armagetaways.com. There's a lot more information on there. Armagetaways.com. My thanks to Drew Taylor. We're going to have him back next week because there's a whole lot of other stuff we're going to go over. Until next hour, your influence counts. So use it.